In Lebanon, there are many al-Qaeda sympathizers and followers who declare that they are on the same path as Osama bin Laden, even if they do not have organizational links with al-Qaeda. Among them are the Al-Ansar group, Jund al-Sham, and Fath al-Islam. According to security reports, Lebanon has turned into a suitable place for training and rehabilitating al-Qaeda fighters and personnel before sending them to Iraq and Europe.
أعتقد بأن موضوع تواجد القاعدة في لبنان هو موضوع قديم ربما يعود إلى مرحلة أحداث الضنية وربما قبل ذلك نحن نعرف أن هناك بعض اللبنانيين وقد يعدون بالمئات ممن يعني كانوا يقاتلون في أفغانستان وهم جزء من التنظيم الذي يسمى عالميا بالقاعدة وهو جمع لعدة تنظيمات بينهم إحدى التنظيمات اللبنانية التي كانت فيما سبق تسمى الجماعة الإسلامية انشق عنها بعض الأفراد وشكلوا تنظيمات جهادية صغيرة
الذي حدث في تلك الفترة أن تنظيم القاعدة بالفعل بدأ بعض عناصره بالذهاب إلى لبنان من أجل تشكيل بعض التنظيمات الجديدة بالتعاون مع عصبة الأنصار هو تنظيم إرهابي معروف في لبنان وكذلك جند الشام وهو أيضا تنظيم آخر موجود في مخيم عين الحلوة كانوا يستهدفون المخيمات الفلسطينية التي هي لديها نوع من التغييب الأمني لديها نوع من الجهل الشعبي والثقافي لدى الناس وكانت هذه العمليات تتم بالتنسيق ما بين تيار الحريري تيار المستقبل الذي هو نوع من التيارات المعروفة في لبنان والمرتمية بشكل كبير جدا داخل الأجندة السعودية
كنا لا نعرف الحركة الوهابية وكنا نظن أنها السلف الصالح هم أتباع النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وكانوا يقولون أنهم سلفيون والسلف الصالح هم أتباع النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فظننا أنهم على نهجهم فيما بعد عندما درسنا الدراسة الأكاديمية عرفنا بأنهم لا يأخذون العلم من صدور العلماء وإنما يأخذونه فقط من الصحف ومن مصدر واحد
In December 2005, the French Le Figaro reported that an investigation revealed that French Islamists were trained in the Lebanese city of Tripoli before heading to Iraq. The report added that some of them had connections with the Salafist Algerian group of Safi Bourada, which was eliminated by the French intelligence in 2005. The group was behind some explosions in France and Algeria. Documented security information says that al-Qaeda's cells in Lebanon did not stop training fighters. On the contrary, during the past year, training operations for Lebanese and Arab personnel increased. These forces were kept in Lebanon without being sent to Iraq. This means that al-Qaeda was working on a big project and waiting for the right moment to launch it. The question is, was the right moment for the project the start of the Syrian crisis?
أولى البيانات التي انطلقت لتنظيم القاعدة في سوريا وما يسمى في تنظيم القاعدة في بلاد الشام قد حرض قائده بشكل صريح أبو جندل الشامي بأنه سوف يحارب العلويين التكفيريين ومسماه النظام النصيري التكفيري وهدد الرئيس بشار الأسد صراحة بالموت
Experts say the implementation of the American-Israeli project that aims at creating a sectarian war between the Sunnis and the Shias in the Middle East is parallel to the unannounced cooperation between the United States and al-Qaeda. The events in Syria and the fabricated accusations by the International Tribunal for Lebanon, pressured by the United States against members of Hezbollah concerning the assassination former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri would create the start of the security blow al-Qaeda is waiting for to implement its plans. The large number of trained fighters Al-Qaeda has in Lebanon, in addition to hundreds of its secret agents, indicates that such plans are not aimed only at destabilizing security in the country. They are capable, in the appropriate moment of chaos and instability, to take control over areas in North Lebanon, Sidon, Al-Kharoub province, and even some streets in Beirut, where the majority are Sunni supporters of Hariri. In Iraq, Al-Qaeda claimed that it was creating a militia commanded by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi for protecting Iraqi Sunnis. Tens of thousands of fighters joined this militia, which became the largest armed militia in the history of the country, and took control of large areas despite the presence of 150,000 American soldiers.
أنا أبو مصعب التقيت فيه بالكلية العسكرية الأولى ببغداد، وبداية يعني أنا حسيت إنه هذا رجل صادق ورجال. هلأ فيما بعد يعني أنا اتصلت فيه فيما بعد لما بدأت الحرب اللي صار في عمليات تفجير بين السنة والشيعة في العراق، وأنا طبعا أنا ضد هذا الموضوع أساسا ضده، فحسيت إنه كأنه في عنده انحرافات بهذا الاتجاه، يعني موضوع السني الشيعي. فأنا بحترم رأيه، بحترمه كشخص تعرفت عليه، وكنت حسه أنه عنده رجولية، رغم أنه أخطأ وخطأه فادح. وهذا الخطأ يعني أنا بس أسأل سؤال، يعني من يتحمل مسؤولية الدم؟
The question here is how powerful Al-Qaeda would be if sectarian sedition took place in Lebanon with the help of Saad al-Hariri and the US. These forces believe that the only way they can take their revenge on Hezbollah for defeating Israel in 2006 is by embroiling Hezbollah in a sectarian armed conflict. The leader of the so-called Al-Qaeda in Bilad al-Sham, Saleh al-Qarawi, is wanted by the security authorities in Saudi Arabia. He was born in the Al Ghassim area in Saudi Arabia. In an interview with the Saudi Al Hayat newspaper, he said that he followed up Al Qaeda's sleeping cells in the country and that he was head of the information and media office of Al Qaeda. He also pointed out that during his meeting with Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the leader of Al Qaeda in Iraq, he was assigned to carry out operations outside Iraq, which included creating cells for him in Lebanon. Al-Qarawi noted that he contributed in bringing inmates who escaped from prisons in Saudi Arabia to Iraq. Al-Qaeda's websites had earlier said that Al-Qarawi and the brigades of Abdullah Azam and Ziad al-Jarrah were behind the attack, which targeted the Spanish forces in South Lebanon working under the UN umbrella. They also launched some attacks in occupied Palestine, in which only weak rockets were used. Such attacks do not go in line with Al-Qaeda's huge reputation.
كم عملية حدثت في الكيان الصهيوني وقام بها تنظيم القاعدة أو التكفيريون أو أي من التنظيمات التي تنسب نفسها إلى فكر القاعدة؟ ولا واحدة. كم مرة هاجموا إسرائيل؟ ولا واحدة. لديهم تقنية تفجير هائلة في العراق استخدموها بطريقة أذهلت الأمريكي وأذهلت كل خبراء المتفجرات في العالم، ولكنهم لا يعرفون من جنوب لبنان إلا إطلاق صاروخ فتاش، يعني بمعنى ما صاروخ قديم ولا يصيب هدفه، أصاب عدة مرات منازل لبنانية. هم حاول 4-5 مرات على صعيد فردي أشخاص يعتنقون فكرة التكفير، حاولوا ضرب صواريخ من جنوب لبنان، لم تكن محاولات جدية، أما تنظيم القاعدة لم يفعل.
Does Saleh al-Qarawi work for Al-Qaeda in Lebanon? Or is he a Saudi security officer trying to infiltrate into Al-Qaeda and its cells? It must be mentioned that the man was arrested when he attempted to infiltrate into Iraq from Syria using a fake identity card. After he was imprisoned in Syria, Syrian authorities handed him to Saudi Arabian security authorities, which later on set him free. Then, his name appeared on the list of wanted people known as the List of 85 Terrorists. Lebanese sources suspect that Al-Gharawi is a middleman between Al-Qaeda and Saudi intelligence bodies. The same sources say the man's actions indicate that he is much more interested in harming the enemies of Saudi Arabia, the US and Israel than harming the enemies of Al-Qaeda.
كل اللي ذهبوا الى افغانستان وانا واحد منهم اخذنا من السعوديه مال لحتى وصلنا على افغانستان. هناك كان في معاش شهري للي بيجي مقاتلين عبر السعوديه. يعني اللي بتكون السفارة السعودية مديتهم أو بيكون المملكة مباشرة مديتهم أو عن طريق حدا فبياخد له معاش مرتبط بهذا التنظيم.
الآن لو تحدثنا عن ما جرى في العراق خلال سنوات كان عبارة عن حرب إبادة تشنها تيارات وهابية أو مقاتلون وهابيون 80% منهم سعوديون. لماذا؟ لأن المخابرات السعودية اعتبرت أن الوضع الذي ينشأ داخل وداخل العملية السياسية وتحت الاحتلال هو وضع لا يناسب السياسة السعودية ولا النفوذ السعودي، فقاتلت هذا النفوذ لكي تكسب أو تكتسب نفوذا آخر. كيف قاتلته؟ ليس لديها جيش في العراق، قاتلته عبر الاستخبارات وعبر العمل المخابراتي. كيف؟ باستخدام أشخاص من القاعدة يعملون مع ضباط هم شيوخ أمام عناصر القاعدة وهم متطرفون أمام عناصر القاعدة لكنهم عملاء للمخابرات السعودية.
Who is Al-Qaeda's leader in Lebanon? Do Lebanese security authorities know who might be holding such a position? The first man in charge of Al-Qaeda's activities in Lebanon is considered a mystery. This anonymous man has confused international media. But Lebanese security organizations said there are some people, one of whom they suspect could be the man in charge. For several years, Lebanese authorities have been tracking this particular suspect. His name is Ali Mohammed Qasem Hatem, nicknamed Abu Muawiyah. He was born in 1965 and is a resident of Al-Gharun village in western Al-Bagha. Several arrest warrants have been issued against him. Lebanese security reports say Ali Mohammed Qasem Hatem is an active element for Al-Qaeda and the main coordinator for the organization's branches and cells in Lebanon. He's also described as the coordinator for two prominent Al-Qaeda figures, who are the Palestinian Osama Amin al-Shehabi, nicknamed Abu Dajjane, and the extremist leader killed by Lebanese security forces in 2011, Abdurrahman Awad, nicknamed Abu Muhammad Shahrour. Ali Hatem moves around neighboring countries including Syria, Turkey and Iraq. It is believed that he uses a number of fake passports given to him by security bodies that support Al-Qaeda's activities and share with it the same goals in some issues.
الذي حدث بأن هناك تنسيق كان واضح صريح جدا ما بين عائلة الجراح وما بين عقاب صقر لتيار المستقبل وكذلك خالد الظهر الذي أعلن صراحة على شاشات التلفزة بأنه يدعم تنظيم القاعدة أو ما يسميه بالجهاديون الذين انطلقوا إلى سوريا من أجل أن يخلصوا الشعب السوري من نظام ظالم حكم في الأرض السورية لأكثر من 40 سنة. ولكن الذي حدث بأن تنظيم القاعدة أول ما كان يحدث في الأراضي التي يستلمها كان يحرض على الفتنة الطائفية، كان يقوم بعمليات بشعة ومروعة مشابهة لما حدث في العراق.
As an example, Persian Gulf states along with the US support Al-Qaeda's activities in Syria. They provide Al-Qaeda personnel with weapons, money, information and fake passports in order to bring down their mutual enemy, which is the Syrian government. Abdurrahman Awad led Fath al-Islam following the disappearance of Shakir al-Absi. It is believed that as soon as Fath al-Islam was headed by Awad, it became a main part of Al-Qaeda in Lebanon.
أنا تعرفت على شاكر العبسي بالعراق لما ذهب إلى لبنان وصار موضوع التهيئة لموضوع فتح الإسلام. فأنا زرته لشاكر العبسي ونصحته بأنه لبنان أرض غير صالحة لمعركة. واللي عم بيجذوه عليها هو عم بيجذوه على فتن.
Awad was killed in Chatora in Lebanon while he was trying to secretly infiltrate into Syrian territories in August 2010. Earlier, Lebanese security received information that a group of extremists were sent to Syria by Sheikh Awad and that they crossed the border on the 9th of June 2010. It seems that the biggest mistake Awad made was to use the same mobile number for a long time, which enabled the Lebanese security to track him. Several reports indicate that Al-Qaeda is present in Syria, particularly in the city of Homs. Sources say that a Syrian man who works for Al-Qaeda is leading special security operations carried out by extremist militias labeled as the Free Syrian Army. This Syrian man is Omar Mustafa al-Badawi. Al-Badawi is one of the security personnel of Al-Qaeda. He was born in Homs, where he worked on creating a strong force which confronted the Syrian Arab army recently and terrorized and abducted minorities in Homs and its countryside.
القاعدة حضرت بعد أن تحدث الظواهري. هذا أنا في التحليل أقول أن الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية أدركت بعد عدة شهور أنها غير قادرة على تجاوز المفصل السوري.
بعد فترة وجدت الإدارة الأمريكية بأن وجود تنظيم القاعدة في سوريا غير مقبول دوليا وكذلك غير مقبول من الشعب السوري، فألبسوهم ما يسمى بالجيش الحر، ثياب الجيش الحر الذي هو مجموعة من العصابات المنشقة التي كانت بعض عناصرها قد هربوا وفروا من الخدمة العسكرية السورية وهم بالتالي خارجون عن القانون، وضموا إليهم بعض العناصر المسلحة، كانت عناصر سواء كانت تخريبية أم عناصر تقوم بالسرقة أو تهريب المخدرات، وألبسوهم جميعا ما يسمى بثياب الجيش الحر من أجل أن يكون هو الحامي عن الشعب السوري.
وبالتالي نحن أنا أقول لك مثلا بالشهر الثامن حتى استطعنا نشوف الشهر الثامن التاسع حتى استطعنا نشوف رايات لتنظيم القاعدة، ورأينا هناك تهديدا، أصغينا لجملة تهديدات، ثم بدأت البصمة على الأرض واضحة من خلال ماذا؟ من خلال التفجيرات.
Some reports mention names of a number of extremists in Ain al-Hilwa camp who provide logistic support to Al-Qaeda. The extremists obtained fake official European and Iraqi documents and identity cards that facilitated their movement in countries they visited and their entry back into Lebanon. There is strong coordination between Al-Qaeda's branches in Lebanon and Syria, which are united with the armed Syrian opposition group of the so-called Free Syrian Army. Some main groups in this army are led by Adnan al-Hajj Ali, who is in charge of al-Nusra and al-Jihad Syrian organization, which is affiliated to al-Qaeda. The latest information shows that fundamentalists in Abra, near Sidon in Lebanon, are forming armed groups and cells for al-Qaeda in Sidon and its surroundings. These fundamentalists started their work in Bilal bin Rabah Mosque, calling to adopt the Wahhabi ideology. Among those who joined the cells were Hassan Z, who is a 25-year-old resident of Old Sidon, and Muhammad M, also 25 years old, who lives in Abra, near Sidon. Reports say that these two jihadists are in contact with Al-Qaeda and work on forming armed groups. Hassan Z had stored large amounts of weapons and sent them to armed groups in Syria after the unrest started. There are other groups that work for Al-Qaeda in Lebanon. They are led by two men named Hashim and Abdulrahman Muhammad, both nearly 39 years of age. They're both Iraqis who carry Jordanian passports. They have connections with Al-Qaeda and were trained in Iraq. In 2010, the two men entered Lebanon to create armed groups for Al-Qaeda. The latest information confirms that they are participating in the events in Syria, starting from North Lebanon and Al-Bighar. One of al-Qaeda's prominent figures in Lebanon is the Yemeni Qasem al-Rabi'i, nicknamed Abu Huraira. He uses the help of an Iraqi woman called Hayat M.R. to transport money. She's a rich businesswoman. Her mission is to move around Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon in order to transfer cash to al-Qaeda's sleeping cells. She also has several fake passports.